Good morning. Good morning. It's 10:15 a.m. on Friday, January the 5th, 2018. With a couple little yappy dogs on a leash who take umbrage to my passage. Wow, they're going to put in another house. Got the big cement pump. They got a lot done on these two. Got just about enough room in that corner to put one more. They don't have all the siding on yet, but most of the siding on both of these new houses is pretty cool. So, anyway, off we go. Yesterday was one of those, I was putting my boots on to go for my walk and discovered that I needed to wait for about 20 minutes because I needed to take the kid to work, which led to a grocery run, which led to pharmacy run, which led to all kinds of delays. It was past noon before I got back. I had used up my allotment of adulting. So yeah, yesterday was a no-walk day. Today was, I need to get back into a regular schedule. Winters are tough. I was looking back through my daily charts, and there's a lot of red early in the year. I don't think it's seasonal affect. I think it's cold. I think I don't like cold. I'm dressed for it this morning. It's was it 38? Was it 38 or 28? I wrote 38, but I didn't. Temperature outside my door was above freezing. Must have been 38. The official Greeley temperature is 24, according to my weather app. I don't think that's true. A lady walking her poodle here. Let's see if I can. She goes off in the other direction. Okay, I don't have to worry about coming up behind her and talking to myself. And creeping around. So yeah, yesterday was not a walk day. Today is a walk day. I need to sort of ease into it, I think. Maybe that's recover the structures. I got 3 weeks, I've got to go to Mile High Con down in Colorado Springs. So, I get out on Friday morning, come back on Saturday, on Sunday afternoon. That's a nice drive, I've taken the kid. story's coming together. I'm almost at 100,000 words. There's about 8 or 9,000 at the end that have to be chopped off because they're just snippets, but I've already reused one of those snippets, so they're worth keeping. There's some interesting things there. So it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's not coming very fast, but it is coming. I need to spend more time. More time means more words. More words means closer to the end, where I can find out where the ending is, and then I can go through and fix it in the second draft. There's a lot of fixing in the second draft going on right now. Oh, shoot, I have not. I haven't updated my blogs. At least it's not a blizzard. I feel sorry for the people. The East Coast up into New England, they're getting hammered. We'll get a hammer eventually. There'll be at least one. We haven't had any big snowstorms yet this year, knock on wood. Well, that's history. We haven't had any big ones yet this year. We'll probably have one. If we have one, it'll be in February or March, I guess. January isn't typically a big snow month, although climate change, who knows? It's kind of nice out. It started out really nasty looking, but it's burning off a little bit. Yesterday was actually pretty nice. I was on my way out to, it was cold. God, it was cold, it was like 22, but it was within parameter. Stay with me. One post. Sorry, I probably faked you out on that one. This is an interesting rig. I wonder what the hell he's doing. cutting concrete, doesn't seem. So yeah, okay, here we go. We're off. The story is taking over my brain, which is where it needs to be. It's which is what I have to have happen. I want the story to take over my brain. And it's coming. The closer I get to what I think is going to be the end, the more I'm sure I'm either thinking into the next book or I'm really in the middle of the current book. And what I'll need to do is trim off a bunch of the back and forth meandering that happened early in the story. I'm loath to do that, not just because it's a lot of words that I've painstakingly developed over weeks and months, but the opportunity is there for me to spend some more time developing the characters, particularly Zoya. Zoya has come into her own in this book. And Natalia as well. They're both a couple of years older. They're both starting to want something more than just scrambling around trying to make a living. So mid to late 20s, coming up on their 30s, the 30-year passages, one where a lot of people have the "what the hell am I doing" moment, and start to get things organized. 40 is a reevaluation and course adjustment. About every 10 years that happens. Fifty is the midlife crisis. For them, it's going to be 60 or 70. In the last Ishmael book, he's early 40s. And because of his trauma, he's facing things a little earlier. He's having to do some reshuffling of the deck chairs and doesn't realize what he needs is a different boat. But I think that's the answer to the third book, is he needs another boat. He needs a different boat, because the one he's on may not take him where he wants to go. Not that it's sinking, but it's just... I want the same... I had the same problem with education as a career field. It's like everybody is trying to build a better car. And what we need are better planes. We need to go further, faster, across territory that can't be covered with a car. It's the... it's the physical classroom issue where we can't go where we need to go as long as we're bound by classroom mindsets. And I don't see any... Well, there's some minor adoption here and there around the edges. The idea that we've got 8 to 10 million teachers, classroom teachers in the U.S., who don't have the skills necessary to teach in the 21st century. They don't have the mindsets. They don't have... The knowledge, skills, and attitudes. Although it may be changing. I've seen more and more teachers online. I see a lot more stuff happening. Unfortunately, I see it. Most of what's happening online, most of what I see teachers doing is new paint on an old thing. I think back to 2000 when 1998, when the state of the art was keep them in their seats, keep them quiet, keep them isolated. The struggle is still going on. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still going on. It's like, well, I don't understand why online classes, people drop out so much. Tell them to go away. What do you want? They're doing it. Drives me crazy. Anyway, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm writing novels. I'm writing stories. I'm saying no to a bunch of stuff. I'm not saying no to enough stuff, but I'm saying no to a bunch of stuff. Oh, somebody, and I'm sorry, I've forgotten who you are. I've forgotten your name. Suggested I look into some co-worker space here to see if there's any in Greeley that I could use. To help with my Brett Toefel, sorry Brett, to help with my productivity issue, having to go to an external place, somebody to go someplace that's not the house where nobody's going to be asking me to take him for a ride or make him lunch or anything like that. There's a certain level of intent. And the only place here in Greeley is $35 an hour. Now, if I schedule an hour a day, where I go and do an hour a day, where I have to go during that hour or I lose the $35, I get no benefit from it. Is that going to be enough to kick me into the mood, into the action? An hour is 1,000 words. 1,000 words is worth a lot more than $35. But I can go to the library. I can go to Starbucks. I haven't actually considered Starbucks. That's what Connie Willis does, all of her writing, all of her composing. Go to Starbucks. Starbucks might not be a bad choice. But I'm going into the office. I'm going into the other room. I'm going to where we sprint with Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Group. And it seems to be working out. I've come a lot further in the last 3 or 4 weeks with them than I have doing anything else. So, step in the right direction. At any rate, speaking of steps, I'm at the back gate. Let me get to my thing here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.